Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
You're here with Love Our Proud.
With Z and G on Joy 94.9. A little bit sidetracked.
I think it's because it's so early in the morning.
We want
some breakfast almost.
It's really approaching.
You know
that
what
hour.
Happened to me, speaking of breakfast? Last week I had
Whoa. We have some news coming in straight off the desk. Straight off the desk, don't we?
Straight off the desk.
Are
we going to have to cut to our correspondent?
I think we are.
We're going to cut over to the other studio, cutting over to you live. Hello, are you there?
Yes, we're here. We're down at the chair factory right now, where there is no more chairs. They have stopped production of chairs.
The chairman of the chair factory has shut down production,
yes,
is that correct?
Yes, the chairman of the chair factory has shut down production. He has said, no more chairs. We will stand.
Interesting. Is this because of the recent articles saying that standing is healthier than sitting?
Because I thought that, you know, in fact, sitting was the new standing. No, not the case at all. Sitting is the new standing.
Amazing.
I think, I don't know if that's what I just said, and I don't know if you're repeating, but... I am
a little bit confused. Why the sudden, you know, stop of production?
Boy, ZNG, I'm going to tell you, it is because of all the confusion down here. Everyone is running around standing. Nobody can afford to sit anymore. It is appalling.
And everyone's standing. Everyone's just standing there around. Is anyone actively trying to do anything, or is it just standing around?
I am concerned that people cannot sit. This news story is actually quite disturbing to me.
You do look a bit distressed.
I would argue that it is the most distressing.
Wow.
Topic of this evening.
I think you're right.
And you know what, TNS boys, G&G boys, I thought that... Did you just call us TNS boys? Because that's not right
that's
at all.
Totally that's not the, right.
We might have to cut you off if you're going to call us TNS boys anymore. Sorry, boys, but I can't expect to understand all the happenings down here with chairs.
I know you're overwhelmed by the chair crisis that we're going through.
There is a lot of chairs, and it's quite distressing, okay?
But I've been hearing through the grapevine that the demand for chairs has been going up. And
well,
you're trying to tell me that it's not true?
The chairman said himself, I will no longer be producing chairs while there is a chair crisis.
See, I can't stand for this. Wait, I have to stand for this.
I think we all might have to stand for this.
I don't feel comfortable giving a standing ovation.
Well, I think that's
standing.
I think the complete opposite, boys. I think we should sit down on the pavement and show them who really needs a chair. Because when we can sit on the floor, who needs a chair at that stage?
Who does need a chair? Did they have chairs back in the day? You've completely changed my perspective on this.
You know what? I think they might have had chairs. You know what the cool ones are? The ones where you put your legs in them as well. You know, you put
Ooh.
Your legs in them and it's like you're sitting
you're
like
folded in half.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a weird... Now they stopped production of them all. You cannot have one single chair, and they've made us sign all contracts. And I'm part of the media. I don't know why I'm signing contracts.
See, because it's interesting, because my favorite chair, now that they're completely eradicated from production, now that we get to reminisce on them, because back in my day, we had all sorts of chairs.
Mm, and there was comfy chairs.
There was wheelie chairs.
There was uncomfy chairs.
There was certainly uncomfy chairs.
There was the chairs that you lean back on, and, you know, you could fall down. I fell down. I fell down off a chair. I was swinging back, and I fell down off the chair. And I thought to myself, you know what? They need to put more legs on a chair.
It sounds to me like you are not a fan of the chairs yourselves. We try and run a very fair go...
An objective show where it's completely... Both levels of playing fields are happening.
It sounds like you've got an agenda over there, expert.
Well, excuse me, I received my PhD. And I will not be questioned. Okay?
Well,
Granted, it was from a magazine that I ordered, but they said it was legitimate. I did not question them.
This explains a lot of the current situation.
It does, and I think we should probably next time, just because the expert is flipping through a book, doesn't necessarily mean they're an expert in their field. So,
and next time they suggest that we throw to some breaking news, can you tell us what the news is first?
Yeah, first, before actually, because I don't think boys, I would argue that a chair crisis is the most pressing situation happening right now.
At this time of the night, you might be right.
And yeah, I would argue that the more pressing issue is a bed right now, this time of night, really.
Oh, tell me about it. Have they stopped? What is the production of beds like?
Well, it is booming. Beds are booming because you know why?
Why?
You can sit on them. You can sit on them and you don't... However, you don't have a...
Do the chair people know this?
Well, that's why it's closing down. They've realized that you might as well get into the bed industry, really. I mean, we need to develop... they need to develop some sort of back for the bed, which is called a bed back. But, you know, they haven't built it in yet, really. They haven't built it in so we can just sit there. No, you're right. There is an issue with the bed. Where
you need enough room to... Because you're just playing with pillow space at that point.
Exactly right. And they need to make almost a pop-up back. You know?
Yeah.
Like a chair that you can sit
in. It would be more convenient,
bed.
Though, if it was like a cushioned bed, but it was big enough for just one person.
Mm-hmm.
And you could sort of drag it around. It could have wheels at the bottom.
That's a good idea.
But if not wheels, you could just put like four legs, like a little table for one person to bend down on.
Like those little, and you have one of those little beanbag tables on top of your lap.
Oh, a stable table.
That's a fantastic table.
They keep your food and puzzles stable.
Stable. And they have that like little... that little trench around the edge, well, so then there's no spillage, no possible spillage.
Is that what it was for?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I put my pencils in there.
Really? You put the pencils?
So I used to draw with one of them.
Ah, you couldn't just use a table.
It wasn't a stable. It wasn't a stable.
No, that's right, because the legs, you know, you got to do with the legs.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.